The Illinois Air National Guard unit in Springfield has not been activated. It is not on alert. But since the first reserve troops were deployed following Iraq's invasion of Kuwait, reservists across the country have been preparing for the order to ship out. Diane J. Bush and her husband are no exception. Diane J. Bush holds the rank of sergeant. Her husband, John, is a first lieutenant. The couple has two daughters. Rachel is 4 years old. Kirsten is two. The couple is committed to serving their country, but they found they were not prepared for a situation where both could be at risk of being killed, leaving their children orphans. When Mrs. J. Bush signed up with the Marines 15 years ago, women could not be placed in combat situations. It was a policy she protested, but the couple did not believe that the policy would change for a long time, if ever. It seems that policy has changed, as many women are serving in the Gulf region. The couple has named Mrs. J. Bush's mother to be their daughter's guardian should they be called to active duty.
My mother has been preparing for this since August. She's found a daycare center for me in Ohio. I've interviewed that person over Christmas time. She found a port-a-crib that she could borrow from my youngest. So it's been a reality for us from the beginning.
With the passage of time, this reality seems to grow.
I went through and made sure my will was up to date. I gathered all my insurance policies, things you really should have together anyhow, but a lot of people don't. I put it all together. I got one of those What Your Family Needs to Know books, and we filled it out. I recently increased my life insurance, and so it's sort of like a dry run on dying.
But Mrs. J. Bush adds this dry run is complicated because while one is preparing for that possibility, one is also preparing, in her words, to recover your life when you get back.
I'm in the process of writing up 2 weeks' worth of letters to my kids to put in a shoebox for my mom to take out because it would take a while for communications to be established, and so at least they can be hearing from me while they're waiting, because I think it's the first 2 or 3 weeks for them that would be the most difficult. And I also want to write up a letter to them if I don't make it back. I haven't done that yet. That's too hard.
Mom is also preparing her oldest daughter, Rachel, for the possibility that her parents will leave. The words are chosen with great care.
The four-year-old, the way she understands my military function, she calls me G.I. Joe, calls us both G.I. Joes. And so when I try to explain to her there's a bad man over in another country that's being mean to people, not letting them live in their houses, and not sharing, and that our country will have to send over G.I. Joes to make them stop, and that Daddy and I might have to go and make this man stop because it's not nice. And she agrees that he's not a nice guy and he has to be stopped. And she asked if she could come with, and she said, I'll just watch. And I said, no, she'd have to stay with Grandma Pat. And I don't really dwell on it any more than that, other than just on occasion mention it again, just so when and if it happens, I can say, you remember that bad man? Well, we're going to have to go over him now. We're going to make him stop. So, and I've just introduced the idea a little bit that she would be staying with her Grandma Pat. But I don't want to make her lose sleep over, you know, that we're going to be separated.
Already, Mrs. J. Bush and her young daughters have endured a separation. She was ordered to report for 2 weeks for military training unrelated to Operation Desert Shield this fall. It was the longest period of time Mrs. J. Bush has been away from the family. She says the girls went through some severe mommy withdrawal.
And when I came back, they were glued to my side, literally. And it took about 2 weeks for them to adjust for me, the idea that I was gone and then I'm back. And so I think from that point on, I realized how hard it would be on them for me to be gone. So I think we spend a little bit more time. We are planning to get family pictures taken. We were going to do it next summer, but we're probably going to do it this weekend just to make sure we still can. But life still goes on. There's still this reality of day-to-day work, daycare and everything else. And so that can take up a lot of your time at night when you're trying to go to sleep, you got a lot of free time to think, but during the daytime, you got a lot of demands still placed on you. So I think for them, they feel everything's just normal, and that's good for me.
Not so good is the very real possibility of not seeing your children for months, even years.
When they were talking about activating us for 6 months, that was hard. But when they started talking about 2 years, that's impossible. And, well, I'm luckier than ladies that go and leave the kids that are 7 weeks old. My kids know me, and so, yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be a human.
So, as much as a woman can prepare for leaving her children to go to war, Sergeant Diane Jaybush prepares. She writes simple letters to her daughters on cut-out paper hearts, asking about Grandma, their new daycare friends, and the dog. But she hopes, with all her heart, those letters will never be opened. I'm Celeste Quinn.